Thank you and good morning. In sports, the adage used when an upset is recorded or an unexpected result happens is, that's why they play the game. That adage would fit perfectly with the results of the district attorney's race that resulted in a sweeping, if somewhat surprising, victory by Maggie Fleming on Tuesday. In a crowded four-way field, Fleming dominated, easily winning the primary with 61% of the vote. Supervisor Mark Lovelace was as surprised as anyone.
That's one of the biggest surprises, definitely, here locally, has to be Maggie Fleming's resounding victory. I know when folks had asked me about my prediction, I did think Maggie probably was going to get the plurality, the most votes.
Like most of us, Lovelace expected this race to continue into November, a battle between the top two finishers.
So it was really a very, very surprising result. I don't know anyone that I'd spoken to that hadn't expected this was going to a runoff.
The surprise isn't that Fleming will be Humboldt County's first female DA. She had wide support from across the county and would have been considered a favorite in the general election. It's that she so thoroughly lapped the field. That's why they hold the elections. Congressman Jared Huffman, who easily won re-election on Tuesday, issued a statement regarding President Obama's Clean Power Plan to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions. Huffman said in a statement that the plan is an important step in ensuring that all states are doing their part instead of working at cross purposes, and that climate change has already had far-reaching impacts. Catastrophic drought and wildfires in California and extreme weather events around the world have impacted health and human safety. And Huffman went on to say that we can't allow climate deniers to continue to block federal legislation. It's an issue that in the grand scheme of things may not seem to be that important, but it's taken up considerable amount of time in Sacramento, and it continues to be the focus of a Southern California lawmaker. On Wednesday, Assembly Bill 1102 passed out of the Senate Committee on Environmental Quality and is one step closer to becoming law. The bill in question revolves around beachside fire rings and a Huntington Beach assemblyman, Travis Allen, who was fighting the Southern California Air Quality Management District. The district recently required that all fire rings be moved to comply with new regulations, a regulation that, if followed, would see those fire rings in the Pacific Ocean along beaches up and down the coast. Allen's bill would allow existing fire rings to remain where they are and would overrule the district's regulation. Allen has consistently argued that beachside fire rings are an integral part of the California lifestyle and a key component of the economies in beachside communities. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office has issued a be on the lookout for 31-year-old Crescent City resident Michael Lofton. He was wanted in connection with a shooting on Wednesday. Lofton is suspected of shooting another man with a small caliber handgun during an altercation over a pickup truck. Lofton fled the scene. He's 5'10", 170 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The sheriff's office continues its search for 26-year-old Ronald Sanchez Jr., who walked off a work crew near Sunset Boulevard in Arcata on Wednesday morning. Sanchez was serving a 120-day sentence for a parole violation after being convicted of burglary. Sanchez is the older brother of Silverio Sanchez, and both men were arrested on May 2nd by local, state, and federal authorities following a months-long investigation. Sanchez was working with nine other inmates at Sunset and Highway 101 in Arcata when he walked off. He is an adult white male, 5'8", about 200 pounds, who was wearing denim pants and a denim shirt. Sanchez is known to frequent areas in Fortuna and Eureka. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. A traffic collision claims a life. Dave Silverbrand has more.
A Crescent City man has died in a car collision near Gaskee. The crash occurred on Route 199 near Gaskee yesterday evening, and the California Highway Patrol said the victim was a passenger in a car that collided with a Ford pickup truck. Police say the car was headed south on 199 at 6 o'clock last night, and for some unknown reason, the driver struck a rock on the roadside and the car overturned into the path of another vehicle, a Ford pickup. The passenger of the car, a 67-year-old Crescent City man, was killed at the scene. His name has not yet been released. The driver of the car and also of the pickup truck sustained only minor injuries, and police are investigating that accident.
And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.